What's up, guys? Welcome to the Talking Fail podcast. This week, I'm coming at you green screened. So this week, Tyler is here.
Hello.
And we also have Joshua.
I prefer my unofficial nickname, the Thunder from Down Under, but okay.
The formal Joshua, the Thunder from Down Under, is joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
All right, Tyler, take over hosting.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry, what was that, Josh?
I said thank you for having me, because yeah. I'm polite.
Yeah, see, Will? It's Mr. Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, that's my father. That's my father's name.
Nice. So I guess I should start with the situation that's going on with my beard, or lack of beard now. I figured since I'm going to be quarantined for like 30 days at least, maybe it's 18 months, who knows, that I should at least try to go for the most outrageous mustache that I'm capable of growing. And that's what this thing is. I feel ridiculous every time I do go outside, like to go for a walk or something. So
I would say that you have nailed ridiculousness.
Thank you. That's so you might, as time goes on to in the coming weeks, you'll see it slowly begin to merge back into the old beard.
It's funny that you say about how like embarrassed you are to go out, because
yeah, because I look like an idiot.
Yeah, but also when I'm out and about, I also feel really embarrassed for you because it looks really dumb.
Yeah, it does.
And I just am thankful that I didn't do that.
I can understand why most people would be thankful that it's something that not a lot of people have done.
What? Well, I'm not following. That must be some Australian joke, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm just laughing.
It's too smart. So I am
saying the mustache is not a good idea.
It's not. No, it's not. I knew it was not going into it, but it was like, hey, I don't have to go to work, so I might as well just do something weird. I gave my boys haircuts last Thursday, and it was like as long as you don't shave your head completely, we can do whatever you want. And so my youngest got a full on mohawk going.
And your oldest actually got a swastika shaved into his head. It's not fully shaved, Tyler. You said whatever they wanted.
And no, they did not do that. Thank you.
So Tyler's been quarantined, but my work is staying open because it's related to the automotive industry. So we're essential, quotation marks. And so I've been, braving the storm and getting infected. Does Joshua, does he get...
Please just call me Josh. I'm sick of this shit.
How are things in Australia, Josh?
Goodness gracious. Well, before we started, I joked that if you ask me that question, you're going to get 5 minutes of just nonstop existential screaming. So, Will, if you can edit that in somehow, I do apologize to your listeners.
Anything for you, Joshua.
I'm actually kind of out of scream at the moment. Like, I would say that I would scream into the void, but the void has asked me, look, can you stop that? The neighbors don't like it anymore. No one likes it anymore. Just knock that shit off. Thanks. It's not too bad. This weekend just gone, the states of New South Wales and Victoria, the two most populous states, they have declared that, look, if you are not essential, you have to stay home now. Which is not terrible.
That's what's happened over here for us, too.
Quite great.
Yeah.
Now, we were in a position at work where they said to us, well, we're not going to be able to get working from home sorted out for you within like the next month or anything. So we're very sorry about that. Within the next like 36 hours after 24 hours or whatever after that little announcement was made from our government, we immediately got told, no, from Tuesday you're working from home. Don't worry, we'll sort it out for you, mate. Which was great. I work, not sure I want to name them. Yeah, I don't know if they'd appreciate that. But I work for a company that makes practitioner-grade vitamins and supplements. And we are the most popular brand in our particular area in the market of Australia. And we have the most popular cold and flu product and the most popular vitamin C and the most popular vitamin D. Like all the immune stuff, we are the number one in that area. Hmm. So it's really a case of like right now, it's just we're doing about three times as much work per day as usual, which is a lot more than usual, really. It's a bit much. But, you know, what can you do?
Frequent guest host and possibly technically a actual host now, Mills. He's a manager, I guess, at a grocery store. So, worst job you could have right now.
Yeah.
Dealing with all the hordes of people who want to wipe their asses. So he has not been on for a while because he is apparently slammed at work.
Yeah.
Just a baby, if you ask me.
So over here, and I don't know if you've read any news, Josh, but like toilet paper is everyone's like buying up toilet paper and food because
this is not a phenomenon like only for the States. This is everyone right now.
Oh, thank God. The whole world is stupid.
The whole world is
it's not just idiotic. Us this time
for once.
Well,
one America, 100,000 world.
Well, look, that being said, the toilet paper situation has been not very good. I think we can all agree. I think the biggest thing we've all kind of been noticing is just there's a lot of other things out as well. Like pasta is really difficult to get.
Yeah.
Unless you know the right places to go, it's really difficult to buy chicken, although I do know, which is good for us. and I wouldn't say your country is like dumb by comparison. Like Italy,
imagine the pasta situation like, over there.
Yeah, it would be pretty bad. their situation's terrible. Like they had a really, really neglectful government that did sweet bugger all to address the problem. And it's like, but why?
Well, if our leadership, they announced like quarantine, like everyone stay home on non-essential people, everybody, you know, unless you're essential, you need to stay home and, you know, keep to yourselves and, you know, keep the virus contained as much as possible. And then, a couple days ago, our leadership was like, you know what? Maybe the economy would be better to have than, you know, healthy people. So we're going to start thinking about everybody just go back to work.
Well, I'm under the mindset that like we could afford to lose a few people and, you know, it's survival of the fittest. Unless I catch this thing, then we need to come up with a cure.
Well, we're not doing terribly on that from what I've read. Like, there's been some really, really interesting scientific breakthroughs on this one.
Mm-hmm.
The current, the CSIRO, they managed to reproduce the virus very, very quickly, which is great. It means that things like vaccines and whatnot are going to be much easier to develop with, you know, within a decent kind of amount of time. It's God in heaven. Yeah. Look, shit's messed up.
Yeah.
Our leadership here has been not very good too. I think that would be pretty safe to say. We have in charge a man by the name of Scott Morrison, who I do not like. There's not much worthy of liking in him.
Did he say that this whole thing is a hoax?
He did not. Originally, so when they actually started to do stuff, his response is, oh, well, you know, people apply common sense, but this weekend I'm going to the footy.
A sports game?
Yes, sports game. He went sports to a sports ball. Game.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Which is not a very good example.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, dude, you. Okay. All right. Well done, Scotty. His nickname at the moment is Scotty from marketing. But I mean, the other thing is, what's funny is watching him be completely unable to make a decision. Like, it would be comic if it wasn't just completely tragic that the man is just incapable of getting anything done. The policies he's put out there, and I'm not going to bore your listeners because I don't think that's going to interest anyone, are useless and primarily – a lot of them are stupid. Some of them are okay. There's a lot of people getting money that they wouldn't have had otherwise, and that's very, very good. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people are lower down on the socioeconomic scale, which, again, it's like, oh, Scott, well done. You actually did something good. Like, gold star. Good work. But a lot of it is he's not taking the harder measures that need to be done. Like, social distancing is like, oh, yeah, everyone stay 1.5 meters away from everyone else. That'd be great. But as far as, like, being in lockdown, that decision was made, and closing state borders, those decisions were made by state-based politicians.
Right.
So they've clearly embraced the, you know, make the decision now to have a little bit of pain, or you can have the decision made for you that you have a lot of pain. And unfortunately, that's just kind of where we are right now with this doofus of a man. Because we're going to go through more pain than I think we really, really can. Right. I suspect it's going to get very, very, very bad. Like, they've done some good stuff by putting us all in as much socialization, social isolation rather. Josh can't speak English anymore. Social isolation as they can. But even the latest interview with him, he was saying, well, look, even if we all lock down everything for 2 weeks, it's not going to make it go away. And right. It's that moment where I think everyone in Australia wanted to yell at him. It's not about making it go away, Scotty. You, oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have a swearing threshold, so which I've maintained for 10 years, and I'm very proud of that record, and Scott Morrison is not worth breaking it.
That's good. Like, Scotty, yeah. Scotty,
no one assumes this is going to go away. What we assume is maybe we can keep it from killing quite as many people as we suspect it might. You numpty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if America has a like an equivalent to numpty, but
no. But I understood what you meant because of context.
Yeah, yeah. Generally speaking, it's not a comment which, you know, ascribes any decent level of intellectual brawn to the man.
Over here, we just say he's a real will.
Well, I can see where that would come from. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. But just by coincidence, that's my name. It's unrelated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what we all wanted to say to him was, you know, Scott, recently, like not too long ago, we had this massive thing that we all did. And a whole bunch of people, for reasons that I don't understand because, you know, I'm educated, people said, hey, Scott, we want you in a position where you can make a bunch of decisions, mate. That'd be great if you could. And you've decided, nah, not going to do that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Take the title, take the paycheck, and, you know, the prestige.
Yeah, like...
that can do any of the work.
That's my motto.
I mean... I was going to say this does remind me of someone from the States. It wasn't Will, but you know,
Obama. I know, right?
Well, look, he did a lot of no, Josh. no, Joshua. Just don't.
Oh,
A lot of people really like him, and I understand why. He wasn't a bad president. He did some stuff that was not very nice to people, especially if they were, you know, droneable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello, Joseph. Everyone, this is my firstborn, Joseph. You have a question?
Can I call your laptop? I've been sitting...
Yeah, sure, buddy. Bring it over. Bring it over.
A million times. Well, because I've been so bored.
Okay.
What's the password? Tell me what the password is.
The password is Will is a silly man and no one should trust him with anything.
That's a weird, unrelated password to me.
It's okay. I also know
that. There you go, buddy.
I also know the joys of children while trying to do things at home.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
Good fun.
So I've been a homeschool teacher for the last couple of days. It's been
that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, he's okay. Like most of our schools here, they're still open.
Really.
Really.
Which is okay. This is the policy from our federal government, and you're going to see what I mean by like the man doesn't know how to make a decision. If you can keep your kids home from school, you should. But if you can't, take them to school. So Every school that is, you know, doing the right thing right now has already set up all of their online platform stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So students can access work,
which
is great. And it's very, very necessary.
But that does seem very much like a non-decision. Like, stay home if you want or don't.
Stay home if you can. Now, I mean, look, there's a couple of good reasons for it. One is that if you look at the data on healthcare workers, about a third of them have kids. So taking away their ability to put that kid somewhere is like it's massive. It's like, okay, like if one third of nurses can't go to work because it's like, well, I don't have anyone to watch my children. Like, I'd leave them with mum and dad, but, you know.
Just take them to like the ER.
I like my mum and dad, yeah. So.
Yeah. It is a weird place, especially people who are going to the hospitals and, you know, that's their job. But, yeah, it's a weird time.
Yeah. My older brother, he is a doctor. Specifically, he's an anesthetist. So his way of dealing with most things is just put people to sleep. Like, yeah. Oh, you got a headache? Yeah, have a sleep. You feel better.
There's some Michael Jackson joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to go there.
Well, look, I don't think we should try and beat it.
Fair enough. So what have you, I can share some of the things that I've been doing with my boys to
just
stay sane. But I was curious, maybe we could like swap tips or something. The one thing that I started doing is, so there's morning time and school time, you know, they've got email packets from their teachers and they'll do like video chat meetings with their class, on certain days now, which is really interesting. I'll just see their faces light up when they're like, all the other kids are starting to hop in. And so it's like, okay, yeah, that's really nice to see that they're still getting that connection to their students, classmates. But I, today and yesterday started a, Lego building challenge and basically got, there's a video app called Marco Polo, where all of our family is on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
At least the ones we care about. Will's not on it. And
yeah.
So, in the after lunch, it's like, okay, I'll get on and I'm like, all right, I'll be like the host. Like, all right, we're going to start the Lego building challenge. And today's challenge is, and like yesterday was build a spaceship. Mm-hmm. And so then they rush off and I give them to like, you know, 4 PM is the deadline. And so they can use all that time if they want to work on it or, you know, break away and play video games a little bit. If they they want to do that, but then at the very end, we it's still like a game show. Okay, here we go. Here's the finished build. You know, explain what it is, and it's all in the video chat thing. So then my family members can chime in, and we all vote on which one is the wins that day's challenge. And okay. the winner gets to stay up about 30 minutes later.
Oh, Don. Yeah. Wait a second, son.
Am I able to win this?
No.
So I can't stay up 30 minutes longer?
Nope. Not 8 p.m. On the dot for you. trying to take walks around the neighborhood. The three of us will go walk around, for 20 minutes.
I've been doing something similar where I walk around the neighborhood and check for unlocked doors to find supplies.
Okay. I do think that this would be kind of rough if you're a burglar right now, because knowing everyone's, at least in California, is at home.
Mm-hmm. But also it's better.
Yeah, I mean, that's not an industry a lot of people think about.
I know.
But in a way it's better, because if you have to kill somebody, nobody's going to notice they're missing for like 2 weeks.
Okay, I can see that. But just in general, trying to maintain a structure and just...
Beautiful,
don't let them drive
piano,
you insane.
Whoever that was.
That was me getting a text message.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry. Yeah,
so,
I'm sorry.
So how have you been managing life at home?
It's been pretty okay. My wife is a high school teacher. So one thing she loves is that she's got about three classes where she's got no students because the parents have just taken them out of school.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's fun. That's been great. And what has not been great, and she's written up a program for Joseph, and I've told him, we're probably going to give you a research assignment. We're going to do something there. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the fun. And me and him went for a walk earlier today, and I'm kind of planning out things I can do throughout the weeks. The biggest kind of like reason for Josh screaming right now is for the last 8 months, we've had our nephew stay with us. He is German Russian. He's from my wife's side of the family. And we originally brought him over for, because it was kind of a case of bit of a student exchange kind of thing.
Okay.
Now, the problem is he was supposed to get on a plane yesterday. And that, of course, has not happened because Singapore closed their borders. So he was not able to get onto a plane. And this has just been like, the thing is that realistically, it's not going to be that bad. Like, he's probably going to be on a plane in a couple of weeks. It's more just like the shock.
Yeah.
And the moment of like, okay. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I hope I didn't say too loud, because I suspect Joseph might be able to hear me. But, you've got to hear them words at some point.
Well, he is watching the live stream, so.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, it's gone insane. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I don't know when it's going to be not insane right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird because nobody really knows when things are going to end.
It's like, kind of.
I suspect it's probably going to be. And I mean, look, here's the thing: it's probably not going to be normal, like our definition of normal now.
Yeah.
Ever again, and that's just how things be.
Yeah, there'll be a new normal that isn't the same as the old normal. It's going to be it's going to be over, quote unquote, for the most part, but people are still going to be like events that have like Comic-Con and those big get together kind of things. Those are going to, the big ones will probably start because they have contractual reasons to start as soon as possible. But a lot of the smaller events and meetings and things like that it'll take a while to get up to speed, and I think that'll be rough for some businesses. Yeah,
I think so. And I mean, one thing that I've seen that I thought was interesting, I'm not sure how many podcasts either of you listen to, and there was a very, very cool one called Behind the Bastards, and they actually drew the parallel with the Black plague.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And said that the thing that killed like a third of everyone in Europe.
Yeah, but this is only like a fifth. So who cares?
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't think it's going to have anywhere near that level of casualty. Just right. So everyone's aware. I don't think it's going to be that bad. But the benefit of that Black Plague was that workers' rights dramatically increased as a result, because suddenly there weren't enough workers around.
Hmm.
And suddenly there was a very, very different political reality and social contract that had to be drawn up, because everyone suddenly said, well, hey, wait a second. No, that's not on the table anymore. We're not doing this no more. That's done now. You need to figure something else out, mate. Which I think is really the only kind of good that's going to come out of this, mm-hmm. is the simple fact that you're going to have people saying, no, that deal's not on the table anymore. This is now, not then, and you will pay us a living wage. You will respect labor laws. You will give us time off, because, I mean, time off to be sick? I mean, who, like, honestly?
Yeah, why? Like being more lenient on that, like, because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, right now that's a lot of, well, I've got a little bit of a cough, and so I'll just come in and do a little bit of work or something. It's like, no, just don't come in at all.
It's amazing the attitude is when you take like a sick day, like at my work at least, the second one person is gone, everybody trash talks that person for taking one sick day off, like ever.
We don't quite do that here. Like, I mean, again, like considering where I work, you know, we make a little bit of fun of you and you're going to cop a little bit of,
I mean,
you know,
at your place, I mean, at your place, are you just like, hey, so how come you have been taking enough of your stuff? Like, you know what to take.
Yeah, we get a lot of that actually, and that's kind of fun. It's like, look, dude, there's only so much echinacea can do. I think the other thing is being a parent for me. This is like, look, guys, look, everyone, I'm going to be taking time off because not only do I have, like, you know, my own health,
mm-hmm.
I have the health of quite a few other people. I need to be very, very, very aware of right now.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, grandma and granddad don't really want to take care of the kids right now.
Oh, that's weird.
So, I'm really sorry about that.
Well, hey, Tyler, I've got your book over here of apps.
Well, yeah, maybe we can play the game in just a minute. I have one other thing I wanted to... so kind of on a note of things you can do to be positive. If you have an Instagram, you should definitely follow John Mayer. He doesn't post music. Like, I'm not a big fan of John Mayer's music that he puts out, but he is, as a person, he is incredibly hilarious. When he'll go like seasons of it, but he has his own Instagram talk show that he does in his house. He basically kicked it back into being. He wasn't, because he's been quarantined, but he just comes on and he's incredibly funny, and it's all very positive, not like trying to ignore what's going on, but just like, he's just basically like, it's going to be okay. I know we're all stressed out right now. It's going to be over eventually, but right now we're in a bad place. But it's not going to be like this forever.
Mm-hmm.
And just, he'll be on for like an hour. And it's usually on Sundays.
He doesn't mean the bad place, right?
No, not the. Oh, okay. Okay, but checking. But it's a very, very good show. And he does it every Sunday. And then occasionally throughout the week, he'll do like a little mini episode or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it. It's a live stream that he puts on. And it's very, very good, and one of the best things of the week for me.
Okay, that sounds lovely.
A little fun fact about John Mayer is he has an uncredited work on the Halo 2 soundtrack.
Okay.
Yeah, he played guitar in that, so that's pretty fun. Did you guys know that Harvey Weinstein has corona, apparently? I don't know if I buy it.
It made me smile.
It makes me happy, but I'm afraid that it's somehow him worming his way into, like, confinement where nobody will bother him.
Similar how he was using a walker during his trial and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, but that was legitimate, Tyler. Don't you dare make fun of this man.
Okay.
We've had a couple of politicians here get it, and that's been fun. Mm-hmm. Like the least popular politician in the Liberal Party is a guy by the name of Peter Dutton. He's just the most evil looking version of Mr. Potato Head you could ever imagine.
Sorry, could you say his name one more time? Peter Dutton?
I will say it for the Americans, so I will not say it in Australian.
Okay.
Peter Dutton.
Peter Dutton. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounded like Peter Dutton, and I was like, Peter Dutton? I hardly knew her. Sorry. Carry on.
Okay. Yeah, he caught it, and everyone's like, oh, excellent, there is a god. Which, so far, like, kind of my, I remember when the Twitter tag went out there, hashtag there is a god, because everyone's like, yeah, eat it, Peter.
Thank God for Corona.
yeah. You know what? There is such a thing as God. Like, I'm ready to accept the possibility of faith. Atheism was really hard for a lot of people, right, on that day. And it's kind of reading, like, some of the comments, like, oh, these lefties, you know, they're just gross, they're just grubby. It's like, yeah, but he's just a bad person. What he does is bad.
I really like, or find interesting, like, anytime there's like a press conference with, and the president is standing there making an announcement, and it's all about, like, you gotta avoid close contact with other people, and he's talking about all the talking points about how you avoid getting infected, but behind him is like 20 people just standing all very close next to each other. It's like, do you not see right behind you right there? There's all those people.
It admittedly, one of my favorite things was what's his name? Gates? Matt Gates, that's his name. Yeah, the guy from, I think it's Florida. He came to like a meeting wearing a gas mask to say, "Huh, isn't this idiotic?" And then he was confirmed. It's like, yes, the universe does listen.
Well, there was
this is the best.
There was that basketball player who, right after he finished an interview, he like touched all the microphones to show he wasn't afraid, and then he tested positive.
it is almost like a tax on stupidity. It's like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
Okay, but so Will, do you want to play the game?
Yeah, sure. I've just been flipping through. I don't even know if these are ones you've selected because I don't know what your system is.
Well, there's sticky notes on the pages that have an app that.
Okay, we're running out of sticky notes.
Yeah. So, Josh, I was given this book of apps, and it is a. It just has like a list of like, oh, you want productivity apps? Here's a whole bunch of really good ones. And so it's kind of just a silly idea for me, at least, because it's a written book and apps are constantly changing and updating and all that crap. Mm-hmm. But so I went in and I found ones that were, if you couldn't really tell what the app does by the name. And so as a game for this, so I went through once and did like mark them off, but I don't remember any of them. So I think Will's going to pick, it's a kind of a competition. He's going to give us. The name of the app, and we have to figure out what that app does.
Mm-hmm. I assume without Googling.
Yeah, yes. Preferably without Googling.
Okay. Ideal.
I mean, I always do, but Tyler gets mad at me.
Do we win points for coming up with a funny...
Yes.
Yeah, so the scoring
system... Oh, okay, so we're going for hilarity, not necessarily...
So if you get the if you get the correct answer as defined by the book, you get two points. But if because that's going to be really hard to do, Will's going to he's going to choose a point. He's going to be able to give a point per round.
Just one.
Okay. That sounds fair.
So you can go for if you know what it is, go for the correct answer. But otherwise, try for funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will.
All right. And I have not looked at the answer yet, so I'm going to participate in the game of guessing.
How are you going to do that when it's right there on the page?
I'll be impartial. I haven't looked. I see the title, but I don't know what the app is about.
Okay, all right.
All right, so this first app is called Facebook. What do you guys... No. I kid. Audacity.
Well...
Okay, Pivot Table Guy.
Pivot Table Guy?
Yes, all one word.
Okay. What category is this under? What kind of app is this?
I have no idea.
Okay, on the top tabs, those are all the categories.
Okay. I am going to assume that it is a guy, and it's just an app where you can see what he looks like if he sits at different seats at the table. You pivot him around the table.
Okay.
That's interesting. Tyler, do you have one or should I go?
So it's an app that it uses the camera to tell you where sometimes if you the table's wobbly that you're mm-hmm. sitting at, and if you try to pivot the table, you take pictures of every angle of the table, and it tells you what place that the table would be best to try to avoid that wobble.
Okay. Mm. Okay, that's interesting. Mine is it's an app so you can reserve a table at this restaurant where guys come over and dance on your table while you're eating. So they do some, you know, pivoting, some dancing right on the top of the table there while you're eating. Not very sturdy tables, though. A lot of wobbling. Your drinks will almost definitely fall over, and they will kick some dirt into your food because their feet are on the table.
Okay.
Sounds like a fine dining establishment.
All right.
Yes, this sounds lots of fun.
Let's look at the correct answer in the bigger book of apps. Let's see. If you're really into spreadsheets and get all excited about pivot tables, it's a spreadsheets, a bunch of Excel tips. So he saved a bunch of time working in Excel, Denise says. So it's for Excel, I guess, and working on spreadsheets. That's actually really boring.
You didn't give us much to work with.
All of our apps sounded better than that one.
The name of it sounded so funny. I thought for sure it was going to be something more interesting than Excel spreadsheets. I'll give, you know, funniest answer to Will, I think.
Oh boy.
No, I kid. I'll give it to Josh.
Yay.
Joshua, sorry. Didn't mean to say that.
Okay.
Everlance? What do you guys think Everlance is? And this is the last one, by the way, for all the marbles.
Oh, okay.
Everlance. It's like it's for Lance Armstrong fans who are like forever, but they're kind of stuck in the past because they didn't realize he was doing steroids. So it's the Everlance who ignore the fact that he was on steroids or something. Well, that's my guess.
Installing that app, it does take serious ball.
Side thing. I showed my kids Dodgeball, the movie, and that Lance Armstrong scene, for one, they had no context for it. And yeah. Two, there's no way for me to explain who that guy is, because at the time it was filmed, he was a very inspirational person because, you know, he had the cancer, and then he also won the Tour de France like 20 times.
But then he got stripped of that.
You just explain it that way. Well, he was once a very, very well-known athlete who achieved some amazing things, and then they discovered he was a drug cheat. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, they didn't ask, and I didn't volunteer. But I think my submission for Everlance is It's for modern day jousters, Renfairs. If you need the nearest lance place or lance sharpener, because you gotta get that point nice. It lets you know where you can go for all your lance needs.
I was going to say it's Tinder for equestrians.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, you can have a good night.
Wow, that was a lot of good ones. Or a bad one. I liked all of those, but the real answer, once again, more boring than we, is a mileage tracking app with expense tracking.
Everlance? How does that even... Like, okay.
Do you know what the funny thing is?
You have it on your phone?
We actually use that at work to claim expenses. And I hate it. I have a tremendous hatred for it because it's a tremendous pain to try and use.
Was that something that you remembered and just were polite not to use the correct answer, or did you not remember right away?
I didn't remember right away.
Okay.
It's that bad that he just cuts it off from his...
My brain's like, I don't like even talking about this. It's not good. It's not okay.
Those were all pretty funny, so I guess I'll just give it to Joshua, the guest.
All right. Congratulations, Josh. You won the game.
But Will comes in a close second.
Right.
Okay. Just want everyone to know that.
Okay.
So I think that's it for the episode, Tyler.
Yeah, I think we had a solid little episode. It was informative, a little bit of a crying session where we just got to vent. And...
Yeah. No, 5 minutes of screaming, but that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Hopefully we all feel better because of it.
5 minutes of screaming? You mean my daily bathroom trips?
I was going to say title of your sex tape.
I'm just concerned about the implications of that.
That is admittedly like my favorite.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Not just favorite Brooklyn Nine-Nine like one-liner. But also my favorite version of the joke phrasing.
Yeah.
Like that's my favorite one. I haven't said that yet to anyone at work, and I don't think I ever will, but you know.
Titled my what? Wait, what'd you say?
No, in our team, you'd probably get a couple of high fives.
Nice. All right. So, Will, do you have any RAPs or anything to close us out with?
Oh, yeah. Who just died? It was the old...
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, that was it. Kenny Rogers.
He ran out. He folded. Oh, wait. That's a different
he knew when to fold him.
Yeah.
I was concerned when I read that on Reddit because I thought it was Kenny Loggins at first.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not ready for that. But RIP Kenny Loggins.
What?
Huh?
Never mind.
Zone of danger, my friend. Zone of danger.
All right. That was a goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. Can I talk about the podcast I'm on?
Oh, yeah. We should probably do that too, huh?
Sorry.
No.
Sorry. We're such good friends. We just forget that we're also promoting things. So where can people find you, Josh?
They can find me Nerdy People D&D. That's with an N, not with the ampersand. Now myself and Tyler, we do a Dungeons and Dragons podcast together.
Yes. Well, we've been doing that for a little while. Right now, our current series is Lasers and Feelings. Coming out.
Where I get to play an idiot and try and make Tyler's life difficult. It's fun.
It's great.
That's just my life.
Yeah. That's Will's normal life. That's, well, you know, yeah, it's been fun.
It has. And we have another thing we do as well. We've got an actual play campaign that is based in the Margreave series of adventures from Cobalt Press. That's with a bunch of other Aussies and even now an American person.
Whoa. So
that's fun.
Who's the American?
I don't think you'd know her, but yeah. So yeah, we do that, and I have another little show on that channel called Better Homes and Dungeons, which is all about how to do. It's about design. It's about chatting to people who are doing and making interesting stuff. We've chatted to people. Well, I've chatted to people rather, like Tyler. He's been on. Like Brandon Dixon, who does Swordsfall, and if you follow his Twitter, you will know what he's all about. Grant Howitt, who did Honey Heist and Goat Crashers and a slew of other things. So some really, 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 really cool stuff.
Yeah, a lot of it's ORPG stuff, right?
Yeah. Pretty cool. Much.
All right.
Really poignant genitals.
I was going to throw it to Will if Will wanted to promote anything, but I'm just going to take that those keys away from him.
I thought that was his promotion. He was just saying, check these out.
Just Google it. See what comes up. That's what I want.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right. I'll start the outro.
Those would
then.
Be really pointing genitals.
All right.
Really pointless genitals.
That could also be for Will.
Okay. Goodbye, sure. Everyone.
Bye.
Or it could be for a vasectomy clinic.
Oh, wait, actually, never mind. Real quick. Jared Leto emerges from silent meditation in the desert and learned about the corona pandemic. He was meditating in the desert. Didn't even notice.
Okay.
I just thought that was worth mentioning. If there was anybody to do that, it'd be Jared Leto, right?
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Genitals.
Did you start the music?
Yes, I did. So everyone just be quiet while the music plays.
Okay.
Okay. Just we won't talk about genitals.
Because this talking does come in through the music. And Tyler knows that.
Stop talking.
Yes, okay. I will.
Nobody talk.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I'm just too rich to understand that there's like a epidemic wiping out a chunk of the population. Sorry.